Video: Heir reportedly commits suicide while awaiting trial for allegedly killing mother for $7 million. By Amy Furr on June 18, 2023. 29-year-old Nathan Carman is believed to have committed suicide in Keene, New Hampshire, while awaiting trial in the killing of his mother. The Vermont real estate heir, who apparently died in his cell at the Cheshire County Jail on Thursday, stood accused of killing his parent for a $7 million inheritance, according to a New York Post article published Friday. Carman was reportedly alone in the cell when officials found him unresponsive, and the incident is not considered suspicious in nature. The young man is believed to have hanged himself, the Daily Mail reported Saturday. "It's just heart-wrenching what happened. We worked so hard and we felt that once all the evidence was presented at his trial that he would be acquitted," one of Carman's attorneys said Thursday. The young man's body was discovered at approximately 2:30 a.m. while officials were performing rounds, and the Post article noted he was the only person occupying the cell. Authorities also found a note addressed to his legal team, but the contents remain unknown. In 2022, Carman pleaded not guilty after charges of fraud and first-degree murder were leveled against him in the death of his mother, Linda Carman, while they were fishing together on a boat in 2016. Over a week after they sailed away from a Rhode Island marina on the excursion, the young man was discovered clinging to a raft, alone, and he claimed he tried to save her. Prosecutors alleged in an 8-count indictment that Carman intentionally tampered with the boat to make it more likely to sink as if by accident, a claim he denied, the Post article said. Images show Carman floating in the open water moments before his rescue, and when he returned home that evening, he told WCVB he felt healthy. "Emotionally, I've been through a huge amount," he added. He had also been accused of fatally shooting his grandfather 3 years prior to the boating incident to allegedly get his hands on money and property from the elderly man's estate. Although Carman was not charged in his grandfather's death, prosecutors have claimed the two deaths meant he could inherit the large amount of money that was meant to be a portion of his mother's share regarding her father's estate. "Firstly, we don't know what caused the boat to sink. Secondly, this isn't about money," Carman claimed while speaking to reporters in 2019. According to ABC News, Carman was diagnosed with Asperger's syndrome, a condition on the autism spectrum, the outlet said in 2017. The condition is associated with socially awkward behavior along with flat and measured speech patterns. According to the Post, the inheritance is still in probate court and three of his relatives try to keep him from getting any of the funds.